Good afternoon. Another unsettled day in progress across interior New York and New England as a trough of low pressure cut off from the main jet stream flow slides south and in our direction from southeastern Canada and northern New England. This system will move little over the next few days, producing plenty of clouds and opportunities for scattered showers as a cool pool of air associated with it overhead will generate instability. Along with showers from time to time, we also run the risk at a few thunderstorms, some of which could produce heavy downpours and small hail. Temperatures underneath this system will only manage to get into the upper 70s and lower 80s for daytime highs. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and it looks like this trough will linger overhead for at least a couple of days on Tuesday and Wednesday, keeping the weather unsettled with partly sunny skies and occasional passing showers and thunderstorms with highs, again, in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Gradually, this trough of low pressure will get kicked out to our east, but it'll be a slow process. On Thursday, with that system moving away, a drier day with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid to upper 80s. The ridge of high pressure will replace this system and keep it dry with mostly sunny skies on Friday and highs back into the upper 80s before some energy spills over the top of the ridge and through southern Ontario and into our region for the weekend. This will generate more of a mix of sun and clouds again for the 4th of July and Sunday, and we still run the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms those days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front is forecast to slowly move south down the eastern seaboard during the next couple of days as the trailing end of the front remains nearly stationary across the Ohio Valley and Midwest. This will favor bouts of scattered thunderstorms to move from the upper Midwest across the lower Ohio Valley and toward the southern Appalachians into Tuesday. Severe weather and flash flooding can also be expected for parts of these areas. Meanwhile, a large upper-level low is forecast to settle into much of the west. This will bring a surge of unseasonably cool temperatures through this part of the country, where highs will be 15 to more than 30 degrees below average. The upper low will also bring widespread precipitation to the northwest, where elevation-enhanced rain totals of 1 to 3 inches are likely in the northern Rockies. Wet snow is even possible for the higher terrain of the northern Rockies as temperatures drop to near freezing during the next couple of nights. In fact, up to a foot of snow is possible near the peaks of the Bitterroot Mountains in Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 96, set in 1933 and 1944, and the record low, 44, in 1970 and in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the mid-70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the lower to mid-80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. A few showers and storms tonight, upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today near 80 degrees. More scattered showers and storms tonight right around 60. Region-wide for Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday in the mid to upper 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower or storm Saturday and Sunday in the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.